Conscience later on.
Huh? Why would we have a guilty conscience? We're not trying to swindle her.
We are swindling her. We're buying an 800 million Toman house from her for 300 million.
If you look at it like that, then yeah, it's swindling her.
So how are you looking at it?
Me? I'm looking at it another way. Look, the more I looked at it, I realized that I've got the right. Now, it's true that it was in Dad's will, but it's just a little bit unfair. If it were hers, he would have given the money way back then and she'd have gone on her way. And it was no business of ours what she wanted to do. But now, we're up in the air. I mean, we don't know what we should do. I was counting on that money. I had given the orders that I wanted to make a movie. The film festivals are all waiting for me. And then, if I don't want to look at it that way, then I'll have to get 25% rent from you and 25% rent from Shiva. Or else I'd have to sell my share of the apartment. I figured it's better for me to be unkind towards my aunt than to do it to my sisters. I've also promised myself that when I win a prize, I'll take the entire cash prize and hand it over to my aunt. When I become rich, I'll give it back to her twice or three times. It'll be as though I borrowed the money from her, and then I'll give her back twice or three times the amount. Is that swindling her?
If you look at it like that, then no.
So how are you looking at it?
I'm not looking at it in any particular way. You know, I'm not in the mood to do such things at all. You said if we sell it for 800 million, it'll be profit of 500 million, right? And then my 25% share, is it from 500 million or 800 million,
Look at who it is that I'm trying to convince.
There's no trying. I'm already convinced. When you say you'll pay back twice or three times the amount, then it's done. If it were otherwise, I would never let you do such a thing. So you're promising me that that's what you're going to do, right?
Yes, I promise you.
Well, I don't need to worry then. It's just, Sharam, if Aunt says anything to Shiva about selling the apartment, then everything's going to get really messed up.
Oh, I didn't think about that at all. How do you look at things that you're so far ahead of me?
People generally look at things in a way that it's in their favor. And it doesn't matter if you're a good person or a bad one. It's only people who are really good that sometimes look at things in a unique manner. And the way they look at it is different from everyone else. For good and bad people, things are determined by the circumstances. It's better if I say that it's the circumstances that separate the good people and bad people. A good person holds an old abacus in his hand, and it's possible that sometimes he'll change the calculations in order to make sure that he's not being unfair to another person. And a bad person has an advanced calculator, and he calculates things out to be the last decimal point to make sure he doesn't suffer the slightest bit of losses. This isn't something that I'm saying. It comes from a very good person. Otherwise, for myself, sometimes the only thing I care about is what the calculator says.
Yes, yes. Does he have any history of convulsions, huh? Ah, I understand. No, you shouldn't do anything. I'll be there within the next 15 minutes. No problem. Just text me your address, please. Thank you. Goodbye.
Where to?
I've got something to do. I'll go take care of it and come back.
You're going to go see a patient, right? Azad, you passed these out all over Tehran and then you expect your family not to know what you're doing?
Oh. Wow, he looks a lot like me.
Yes, he's a doctor too.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and his phone number's the same.
Oh.
Mm, yes, that's right.
Huh. Yes, I'll go take care of my work and come back and then I'll see what's going on. Wow, I'll come and see what the story is and how it is that I don't know about it. Goodbye.
You're so cheeky.
None of them will work. We have to think and come up with a way to force Aunt Mobube not to say anything to Shiva and Fazad for a while.
How can we force her? What would we say?
I don't know. Ah, Dad used to say that Aunt Mobube is very naive and gullible. We have to think and see what we can do to make sure she doesn't say anything to anyone for at least a week. Start thinking.
I'm thinking. So tell me, are you sure that Aunt intends to sell?
Yep, she said she wants to sell yesterday. Think, think.
Now what money are we going to buy it with?
With the money from your land, we'll sell it.
Oh, the land that Dad put in my name.
By the way, what happened that Dad put the deed in your name? I've just realized that you look at things in a way that you're way ahead of us. What did you do to get the deed in your name?
I didn't do anything. He put it in my name himself.
I didn't do anything either, so why didn't he put it in my name?
How should I know? One day, as a joke, I asked Dad if he could put the land he'd just bought in my name, and Dad agreed to it.
Uh-huh. And you didn't do anything?
Well, I just wanted to see what he'd say.
You just wanted to see what he'd say?
Well, yeah.
Well, when you found out what he'd say, why didn't you stop him?
I was supposed to stop Dad.
That's right. You could have said, I just wanted to see what you'd say. And now that I know, you don't need to do it.
I thought that he was joking. I didn't even believe it. Then one day, it was my birthday, and Dad said, Shadi, get up, let's go, so I can put the deed in your name.
I see. And then you went there and saw that he really put the deed in your name.
I said to myself that he's not really serious. When we go out, he's going to buy me that cell phone.
And then you saw that he really put it in your name.
Yeah, just like that.
Just like that.
By the time I realized what's going on, I saw that I'd signed all the paperwork and everything was finished.
You poor thing, I understand. You were forced into it by the circumstances. Were you bothered a lot?
A lot. When Dad told me to sign it, there was such joy in his eyes, so I didn't have the heart to say no. You don't know how he was feeling. I just wanted to go with Dad so he'd buy me that phone.
You poor thing. I understand. I'm choking up with tears. You wanted a phone, but instead they put the deed in your name.
Sharam, darling, are you home?
Oh, no. I told Aunt that I'm going to the university, but I'm here right now. I'll go and hide.
Sharam? Oh, why weren't you opening the door?
I was sleeping, Aunt. I was reading a book on the couch and I fell asleep. Do you need anything?
Yes, let me come inside. Come sit down. I want to talk to you, Sharam. I'm selling the apartment.
Well, you already said that yesterday, Aunt.
I know that. I figured since you're always confused, you might have forgotten.
Thank you very much.
There's something else I wanted to ask you.
Go ahead.
I don't want Shiva and Shadi to know that I'm selling the apartment for now.
Sure thing, Aunt. But why?
It's just that those poor things have become really attached to me during the past few weeks. If you knew with what joy they were cleaning the apartment, I'd just love them to death, especially Shadi. I wish I could stay with her longer, but it's just...
Well, then stay with her, Aunt. That way both you and Shadi won't be alone anymore. We'll go ahead and find a shed somewhere outside of Tehran so you can bring your frogs here too.
No, all of the frogs have died. There's only 7 or 8 of them left.
Well, thank goodness.
Don't say that. Do you know how much I suffered?
Come on, Aunt, give me a break. Who becomes emotionally attached to a frog?
Oh, man, leave me alone. What emotional attachment to a frog? You keep saying that. You said it the other time, too. That's not it at all. I get so disgusted by frogs that I've never seen them up close.
Oh, so how do you take care of them?
No, I don't take care of them. I bought some shares in the frog breeding company in Sumatra over the internet.
No, but you said yourself that you'd take care of them, that they're with you, right?
Well, I lied. Because if I said that I invested money over the internet, then you'd think what I have done was stupid. Wouldn't you have thought that it was stupid?
Yes. No, well, but why did you even make such an investment?
Well, it's because I did some research and saw that there was a lot of profit in it.
Ooh, where?
I read it on the website.
What website?
The company's website.
You did research about the company on the company's own website?
Yes, they'd written that if you invest 30 million tomans, then the next year they'd give you 100 million. It's really great. I'll explain it to you later on if you like and you can invest.
Do you think I look like an idiot?
Don't say that, darling. Business is all about luck.
I don't believe in luck at all.
That's wrong. You should. It's just greed. It's greed that ruins people's lives.
Yeah, I believe
yes,
in
I
greed.
Know.
Greed is really
yes,
important.
So what conclusion did we reach?
The conclusion we reached is that business is all about luck and greed, but I don't really believe in
you
luck.
You see, I told you that you're really confused. No, the conclusion is that Shadi and Shiva can't know about the apartment
yes.
being sold for the time
yes,
being,
yes,
all right?
Yes, yes, we'll keep it between the two of us.
Yes, there's something else that we should keep between the two of
luck
us.
Luck and greed and business and...
No. The frogs.
Ah, the frogs! You didn't invest in frogs over the internet and you actually bought the frogs.
That's right. Good job.
Yeah.
Good job. I love you so much. I'm making up gusht for dinner. You should definitely come.
Sure. Okay. I'll come. Did you hear?
Yeah.
You have to act in a way as though you don't know.
Oh, no. The poor thing. Aunt thinks that we're really happy that she's here with us.
Our father was right. Not only is Aunt a scatterbrain, she doesn't even have a brain for it to be scattered. Right now, I'm sure that we shouldn't give her an apartment at all. She'll lose it within a matter of days. She went and did research on the same website that she wanted to invest money in.
Shara.
You want
no,
one?
No, you promised Aunt that you wouldn't tell anyone, so don't say it.
Man, you already heard it.
Yeah, but you promised, so don't say it. I felt really bad for her. She's really naive.
But now I'm sure that we're doing the right thing.
Shahram, don't you go and insist to Aunt that she should stay here forever. I've gotten used to being alone.
No, man, I was just being polite. Just make sure that you don't give anything away. You have to assure her that you don't know anything about anything.
You shouldn't try to take the things Aunt said about you out on me. I won't give anything away.
Went and made a huge mistake, and now you have to deal with it.
I remember when I was a child, my mum was always overjoyed about seeing her aunts. On the days that she was supposed to see one of them, she always did the housework faster than usual. And then she'd take me and Sharon by the hand and would drag us along with her. I don't know what the reason is, but the new generation isn't really in the mood for their aunts and uncles. Everything's about the internet these days. Even aunts and uncles.
Shiva dear, the children didn't come out of their room after dinner. Are they sleeping?
They didn't come out because they're upset.
What are they upset about?
The other children at school have made fun of them.
How come?
They said their dad is a motorbike doctor and he roams the streets and visits patients.
Well, you should have told him it's a case of mistaken identity. It's just that he looks like me, doesn't he?
Farzad, you should really be ashamed. They're even smarter than me. Why should I have lied to them? Well, you could have seen your patients right there for a while. Why did you clear out the room?
It's because I didn't want to have anyone hold it over me.
You're really going too far now.
So tell me, what's wrong with being a motorbike doctor? Besides, it's got a lot of positives.
Yes, like what, for example?
For example, the first thing is that you don't have to pay rent for a clinic.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to pay for a secretary, water and gas and electricity and telephone. I mean, you even get paid for transportation, don't you?
But in your flyer, you've written that there are no transportation fees.
Well, they write that everywhere, but they still get it. For example, haven't you seen when you go to buy things for the house? Like, when the guy comes to install a ventilation hood, they've written that transportation and installation is all free of charge, but then the guy comes and he says that they've written it in for themselves and he takes the money for transportation and installation charges, and he even expects a tip and maybe even a gift if it's New Year.
And so how do you take the money?
I say that it only applies to emergency patients and to those about to die.
Oh, well, what if someone was an emergency patient?
Well, I won't take it from them. You're giving me a hard time. Look, I mean, if someone's in emergency, they're not going to be calling me. They'll call someone who's not on a motorbike, who's only got a bag and a blood pressure device. I don't know.
Right.
They'll call emergency
right.
services.
Okay,
they'll
right.
send a car.
Now forget about all that. Why don't you take the money for the deposit for the clinic and go get another clinic?
It's because I can't. That money isn't enough for a clinic.
Well, go a bit further south. Get a place that's cheaper.
Oh? You want me to lose all my patients?
Well, just wait a little bit then.
Wait for what to happen?
wait for? I'll sell my share of the apartment and we'll go and get a smaller place, or we'll rent another place and use the rest of the money.
Yeah, sure thing.
What's wrong with that? You just keep thinking
that I'll do that. I'll go and use your inheritance money to open up a clinic. That's all I need. It's so much better if I'm a motorbike doctor than for me to open a clinic with your share of the inheritance. I'm not ashamed.
Just keep acting stubborn and let's see where you get.
No, stubborn about what? Well, it's just, look, our children, when they grow up in the future, they'll realize that work is nothing to be ashamed of. They've got enough sense to see that. They'll understand things by then. Anyhow, I'm not doing anything bad. I'm just, well, I'm a traveling doctor. Other people travel around and sell things, yes, and I'm selling my knowledge. I went and studied, and now I'm selling it. It's nothing bad that I'm doing, nothing bad. Nima? Darling? My darling? Little Sara? You little devils. I knew you were just pretending like in the movies, yes? As soon as the father goes to the door, they open up their eyes. Get up, get up. I figured out your trick. Get up now. Come on, let's go.
Come on, Dad. Just let us sleep.
Dad.
I apologize. Have a good night.
Listen, do you have a buyer for it with cash in hand?
Didn't you want to buy it yourself?
Yes, but I'm just saying, a buyer for the real price who can transfer it over as soon as we buy it.
Why would you do that? Just pay 300 million and buy it. Then you can sell it at the real price when the time comes.
That would be ideal.
Hmm.
But, well, you know, the problem is that I don't have any money.
You want to buy it without any money?
That's what I'm saying. If there's a buyer, we'll just transfer the money over and I'll take my profit.
Oh, the market's really bad. Where am I going to find a buyer?
If I sell it for 20 or 30 million less, they'll be found, huh? Won't they?
Even if you sell it for 100 times less, it won't work.
Look, if we don't move quickly, my aunt is in a rush. She'll change her mind.
Look, I will suggest something.
What?
I'll buy it myself, all right? I'll buy it for, let's say, 300 million.
You?
Yes. Then in a few months, I'll put it back on the market for 350.
In addition to that 300, you'll take another 350?
350 million overall. I'll take 50 million as profit for myself. Haven't you ever made a deal before?
In the range of 300 million, no, I've never made a deal like that before.
Hmm.
I've just signed some contracts for doing plays and such things. Nothing. Nothing. It's just, I'm sorry. But whose name will the deed be in? Your name?
You want it in your name?
No. If it's in my name, my aunt would find out.
Mm.
I just have one question. I'm sorry, but what's the guarantee that, God forbid, you back out of it?
Trust.
I don't want to be
harmed.
It's
called trust.
Uh-huh. Well, I do trust you.
No. I know I will have to trust you.
Uh-huh.
Listen, my friend. Look, what you're doing is called swindling.
If you look at it that way, then yes.
How else do you want to look at it?
My sister and I looked at it in a way that it's not swindling.
Look, however you and your sister look at it, it's still swindling. I'm taking part in something, I'm taking part in a deal in which I'm getting nothing. I'm making no profit.
Yes, you are. You're taking 50 million.
Come on, man. I'm investing 300 million of my money for several months and then all I make is 50 million.
Yes, I suppose you're right.
Look, Yashiram, anyhow, however you may look at it, whatever you're doing now is swindling. If in the future that aunt of yours finds out that she was swindled, she'll come here and ruin my reputation, and then I will have to shut the doors to this place. My colleagues will criticize me for taking a risk for only 50 million. Won't they say I'm an idiot?
Yeah, they'll say that you're an idiot. They'll say it. You're totally right.
Look, now in order to put our minds at ease, we'll write something down between the two of us.
That's really good. I completely agree with that. It's just my father always used to say that when you're making a deal, put it in writing. Yes, put it in writing. Shadi, it's finally done. We're going to go and sell Aunt's apartment this afternoon. Yeah? And in a couple of weeks, you can buy the cell phone and car that you wanted, and I'll be able to start my movie. Just pretend that you don't know. Don't say anything to Aunt. Yeah. It's all over with. She has to think that you don't know about it, all right? All right. Goodbye.
aunt, where are you going?
I'm going somewhere to take care of something.
What is it? I'm not supposed to know about it.
I'm probably not telling you because you're not supposed to know.
Aunt, you're being suspicious.
Are you ready, aunt? Shall we?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Oh, you're going together? Sharon, where are you going? Aunt won't tell me anything.
She probably didn't think it's right to tell you anything. Let's go, aunt. Let's go.
But I want to know. I think that you're hiding something from me.
There's nothing to think about. It's obvious that we're hiding something from you, darling.
Oh, well, what is it, aunt? Is it regarding your apartment?
No, my darling. Let's go.
Oh, aunt, I had a dream that you're going to leave us.
I'll eventually have to leave, darling. I can't stay here forever. But don't worry, I'll be here for some time, okay?
Aunt, promise me that you'll stay with us forever. I really need you a lot. Ever since you came here, I feel the loss of Mom and Dad a lot less.
Oh, I love you so much, my darling. Don't cry. Well, I'll be here for a long time. I'm not going anywhere. Don't worry, my darling.
Aunt, I had a dream last night. I had a dream last night that you want to sell your apartment and leave. I cried so much that when I woke up, I saw that my pillow was soaking wet.
Oh, no.
It was such a bad dream, Aunt.
I can't believe this. No, you tell her. Did you say something to her?
No, on my life, no way. What was all that nonsense you were saying?
I was just reassuring her. I was just trying to do something.
We'll be lucky if she doesn't change her mind. Close it.
He's constantly finding fault.
One of the benefits of husbands and wives sulking is that they pay more attention to each other than usual. Maybe it's because they realize how much they need each other and they're looking for a way to make up. Like that day when Fazad was cleaning his helmet and trying to show me how difficult his job was, as well as his manliness, to show me how much of a man he is, that for the sake of the family, he's willing to do any kind of work that's really hard and demeaning. In that moment, that helmet was the tool to show how hardworking Fazad was. Fazad knew what my biggest expectation from him was, and that's the reason why he was giving me hope. This effort meant that he likes his life, and that it's important for him. He was also trying to make Nima and Sara understand this. With a lot of pride, he put his helmet on his lap. Who wants some tea?
Just pour one for me if it's not
trouble.
Of
course.
Oh, I want one too. I'm tired to death. I'm wiped out here.
Sure, I'll pour for everyone.
Thank you very much.
Fazad, is it really for the first time?
What?
That thing, visiting patients at home.
Oh, no way. I mean, some of those famous doctors and surgeons do it all the time.
Well, then why do you write in your flyer it's for the first time?
Well, what flyer have you seen when they don't write that it's the first time in Iran? This is one of the rules of advertising. Even if you don't say it, they'll put it in the flyer at the printers. Why?
Fazad isn't the type to be able to sulk for long.
They don't want
That's why he knows really well how to change the atmosphere after a few days.
Have you seen in those wedding invitations they write that they'll hold another party for your children later on? That's what they say.
Oh, yeah,
that's right, I remember.
Yes.
They didn't want us to go.
That's right. A while ago, we went to a wedding and that's what they'd written. But they never hold a separate party for these poor children. Why? Well, it's because we're really shy people. We lie, but we don't go and say, hey, why didn't you throw a party for our children? So we can reach the conclusion that we're modest people.
Now, you don't need to start a philosophical social discussion in order to justify what you've done. It's such an obvious lie, Fazad. Everyone knows that visiting patients at home isn't for the first time. It's obvious.
No, look. What I said was true. They really added that to the printers. I didn't say it at all.
All right, you're being honest.
I'm being honest with you. I even told them not
to
put it in, but then I saw that they put it.
All of Fazad's efforts were in order to break the ice between himself and the children. If I cooperated with him, it was so that the ice would be broken faster. Maybe Sara crying that day. Don't leave your house for medical treatment. For the first time in Iran, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, with no transportation fees, it was because she was experiencing the first crisis in her life. Being made fun of by her classmates was something that she'd never experienced before. She got scared. There's nothing that can get rid of a children's fears like a happy atmosphere at home and the kindness that a mother and father show each other. That way they have a stronger sense of security, and in the future, if they're made fun of again, they'll definitely deal with it in a stronger manner.
Aunt, why didn't you wake me up? I told you I'd sleep for an hour and wake up.
Well, did you have anything to do? It's good that you slept.
Yeah, after a long time. I had a nice nap after lunch. It really
I hope you enjoyed it. You want some tea? It'll make you
Thank
feel
you.
Better. Excuse me. Excuse me. Hello? Mr. Kalani? Hello? Yes. Thank you. Yes, I know, there's still a few days left of the time you had given me. No, I'm grateful that you reminded me, but I'm paying attention. Yes, I'll definitely pay it. Yeah, sure.
Hello? Hi, Sharam. How are you? Where are you? Listen, didn't Aunt get her money?
Yeah, but she got checks. The first check is dated for tomorrow. Oh, so that's why. It was because of her debt that she kept insisting that the first check be dated for tomorrow. Uh-huh. No. Hopefully Aunt will take care of her problem, the poor thing. Of course I'm home. Where did you call? You called the house, but I'm going out to visit the realtor and see if he's found a buyer for the apartment. Yes, I know I can ask over the phone, but I'm going there. So he realizes I'm serious, so he'll follow up on it and find a buyer. Huh? Goodbye.
Buyers? Yeah, we've had a few come, but as soon as they hear the price, they run away.
How much are you telling them?
400. As soon as I say 400, they run away.
400? That's only half the price.
It's actually 20 million above the price. I said 50 million more, so we each get 50 million.
Man, I don't understand what you mean.
No. Look here. Didn't I buy it for 300 million? If I sell it for 400, then I'll get 50 million and you'll get 50 million. You still don't get it?
No.
Forget it. I know what it is. You didn't really expect me to give you such a large share.
What share are you talking about, man? It seems you actually believe the apartment is yours, right?
Then whose is it? Is it your aunt's?
It was my aunt's. And right now it's mine. And its price isn't 400 million, it is 800.
You'll pay 800 million for that apartment.
That's the price for it.
I'm not the kind of person to sell a place for more than it's worth. But if you insist, well, I'll sell it for 800 million.
Stop acting silly!
Please lower your voice. If you don't have 800 million, then get out of here.
Hey, man. Look, I don't know if you're joking or being serious, but if you remember, we've got something in writing.
You can't do a damn thing with that. See what this guy wants and take care of him.
Don't look at me like that. The other guy's in the hospital right now. At first, I thought he was joking. Then he looked me in the eyes and he said, I gave the money, the contract is in my name and the house is mine.
Well, he's right.
What do you mean he's right? I won't let the damn swindler get his filthy hands on that apartment. The city has laws.
Well, is there anything we can do?
Of course we can. I have something in writing from him. We wrote out a contract. Here, read this. This nation has laws. I'll file a complaint against him and ruin him.
But it's written here that you're a witness to the transaction and you agree to everything. It's not written here that the apartment is yours.
No way. It's implied that the apartment belongs to me. That's how it's written in there. Give it here a minute. Look. This document is to confirm that, with regard to one apartment unit, that Jabambak, the son of Masood, he's the buyer, Majid, for the amount of 3 billion rials, Mr. Sharam Jabambak, as the witness, was present for the entire process of the transaction and had proper supervision over the transaction. This document is to confirm that in the event of the sale of... Mr. Sharam Jabambak confirms that the agreement between the two parties is accurate and correct and...
Did you understand anything?
Me? Yeah, what? Let me read it one more time. The witness to the event... When I read it over there, I understood it a lot more. But here, it's different now. Do you understand anything?
Well, yeah, you're only the witness.
No witness? Give it here a minute. This means that...
What's with you? The entire neighborhood heard you.
We've been ruined!
Quiet!
We took the apartment away from Aunt and gave it to that swindler!
Sharam, don't lose control over yourself. We'll find a way out of it.
What way will he find? The guy's written it in a way that not even 100 attorneys and judges could do anything
about it. We'll get an attorney.
We've been...
Shahram, Farzad has a friend who's an attorney.
Oh, no. No way, man. We can't tell Farzad. Farzad can't find out. Oh, no.
Shahram.
I'll do something about it myself. I'll do something about it. What can I do about it? I've been ruined. Oh.
That's right. The entire thing is what I just read for you. No, this is the first time he's swindling someone. In the past, he was into house safes and such things. He's just recently gotten into being a swindler. He doesn't care about strangers, though. He only goes after his own relatives.
Why are you
the safe belongs to his dad, and this apartment belongs to his aunt.
What are you saying?
I didn't mention any names. Well, the truth is, he's the relative of one of my friends. That's right. That's exactly what I said to him also. Uh-huh. All right, thanks a lot. Anyhow, it's very kind of you. Sorry for disturbing you. I'll tell them you said hi, and give my regards also. Take care. Goodbye. Really, what were you thinking when you signed this? You thought it would serve as evidence, huh?
Man, I made a mistake. When I went there and the guy was writing these, he was saying something else. I got confused. I didn't understand him.
Just look. Just look, for goodness sake. Look at the things he's written. It's necessary to note that the two parties have agreed that the rights of both parties shall be preserved, and it's important to get the other party's consent. Were you writing an essay? What does this even mean? I mean, what did you reach an agreement over? What does all of this mean? What does it mean that the rights of both parties shall be preserved? What is that?
Farzad, what if Shiva and them come?
They won't be back for another hour. I mean, really, how can you not be ashamed of yourself doing something like this?
Right now is not the time for saying these things. I'm an idiot. What did your friend say?
Well, my friend, I mean, what were you thinking that you did such a thing?
I'm an idiot. What did your friend say?
He said that there's nothing you can do. The apartment is gone.
Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness. What a mistake I've made. Oh, goodness. Oh, man. Oh, goodness. Take care of this and I'll never do such a thing again.
Oh, Shahram. Stop acting like a child. Put that away. Put that down. Put it down. You should be ashamed.
Man, here. What should we do?
Well, there might be a way.
What way?
Aunt, we have to go and talk
no!
to Aunt.
No! How?
Look, in most agreements and contracts, there's a part, a section in them that's called terminating the contract, where they specify a time frame. They agree to a fixed amount, and whichever side wants to terminate the contract, they have to pay that amount. Paying something in damages is a lot better than losing the apartment, isn't it?
Yeah, but there's no way I can tell Aunt about it. I mean, if I tell her, then I have to leave. I have to go and disappear. Look, I'll take responsibility for the damages. I'll pay for it. Will you go and tell Aunt? Will you?
Let's see what happens. Well, that's good, Aunt. We'll easily be able to terminate this. It's because the damages for terminating the contract are only 10 million tomans.
No, but it's not right.
What do you mean it's not right? I mean, the guy is a swindler. The price of this apartment is more than 500 million.
No way, the poor guy. Shahram knows all about it. He agreed to the price as well.
Well, no, that's just it. Shahram's the one that asked me to come and terminate it.
Shahram said it?
Yes. It's because Shahram had realized that the guy's a swindler and the price for the apartment is a lot more. So he went and grabbed him by the collar. But, well, he wasn't able to do anything. Now, he was too embarrassed to come and tell you, so he asked me to come and terminate it.
All right. The only problem is that I have to clear a check tomorrow. What should I do about that?
Oh, goodness. God is great. We'll do something about it. And don't worry about the 10 million for terminating it.
No, I'm not worried about that.
Oh? You mean you have the money to pay it?
No, but there's no need. Here you are.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Right now, since I know that you know about it, then I'll tell you. Otherwise, I didn't even want Shiva and Shadi to find out. I know he's already told you everything.
What? What did he tell me?
The way you can keep a secret is really praiseworthy. You already know that this apartment is worth more than 800 million.
800 million?
You knew it very well. But don't worry. I knew about it right from the start.
Really? you don't have to take the trouble.
When we make the actual deal, we'll settle up with each other. Put this in your pocket.
The poor thing. He's a really good man. But he was stuck acting polite toward Sharam. He was forced to get rid of the buyers. Of course, at first I was really upset. But then when I saw Sharam kept going on with it and he was going too far, then I figured he needs to be taught a lesson. But I didn't want anyone else to find out.
Oh, that's interesting. I mean, you're not at all the way that they told me that you were.
What is it? They said that I'm stupid and confused.
No, God forbid. No, not like that. But, well, you know...
Actually, they weren't completely wrong. I've been swindled a lot of times, but, well, all those have become experiences. It's too bad. I wish my brother were here to see that I've finally become wise. It's too bad he's not here.
What can I say? I mean, the truth is, I'm still in shock.
Of course, Sharam takes a little bit after me. The difference is that he had a brother watching over him, so he didn't have too many bad experiences. He needs to have one now. Even though I warned him, he still didn't learn. Business is all about luck.
I don't believe in luck at all.
That's wrong. You should. It's just greed. It's greed that ruins people's lives.
Yeah, I believe in greed.
There's just one thing I want to make sure about. Does he really regret it?
Yes, yes, he does, really. He's really been taught a lesson.
I hope so.
Yes. Then, if you could take the trouble, you just give me your account number so that then I can deposit the 15 million into your account.
No, you don't need to take the trouble.
Oh, what trouble, Aunt? It's no trouble at all. It would be an honour for me to do it for you, an honour.
No, no.
No, 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 no.
Well, then,
I'm being serious.
Down.
What are these things that you've bought? Ah. Is it even a fruit? It makes a person feel disgusted to look at them. I mean, what is this? Were they going off and then you bought them at half price? Is that what it is?
Man, what happened?
Hold on. Let me see what I'm eating first.
Parzad, what happened? Just tell me.
What happened with what? No, I'll tell you right now. 1 second. Just give me 1 second.
The deal. What happened with the deal?
Aunt went over there. And she terminated the contract. Just like that.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm being serious.
Thank goodness.
Of course, there's one other thing and there's one matter here. And if you pay attention, then I'll tell you.
What?
There's a story here.
What?
The realtor... He went and told your aunt that he doesn't want any damages.
Oh. Really?
Yes, really. Oh. What are these cucumbers? They're so soft. Just look, soft and wilted. Who knows? I mean, who knows how long they've been sitting there? I'm disgusted with this fruit you bought, Sharam. What is this? What is it?
Here you are.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. He received a couple of slaps, but I wish you would have let me teach him some more.
It's not about more or less when it comes to teaching. A person either learns or they don't.
So tell me, ma'am, you really didn't tell him anything?
No. Do you think if I had told him he'd still be the same old Sharam for me? There's some things a person shouldn't bring to light.
Of course, what you're saying is right.
If
there
you'll
you
excuse
are.
Me.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank
Goodbye.
You. Take care.
Some people think that it's better to let others know about the mistakes they've made. But not only doesn't that fix anything, it even makes the relationship worse than it already was. The person that made the mistake will always feel ashamed and suffer, and they won't be able to have a relationship with the person as easily as in the past.
I don't know why some people think they're smarter than everyone else. Just be satisfied with what you've got. How is it that you figure everything has to be yours? Really?
I congratulate Barzard for him to have taken up doing such work. The only fault I can find with him is trying to keep it hidden. When a father hides his work, it means that he's ashamed of it. And in that case, we can't expect the children to not be ashamed of their father's profession. No father's profession which brings honest earning to a household is shameful. It's something to be proud of.
My dad is a simple laborer. Until a few years ago, when our teacher asked us in class what our fathers do, I was too ashamed to tell the truth. I would lie and say he's a doctor or an engineer. When I was a child, I didn't know any better. But now that I've grown up a little bit, not only am I not ashamed, I'm actually very proud of my dad and his profession. I'm always waiting for someone to ask me what my dad's profession is, so that I can say with pride he's a laborer, a real man.
There's one thing that's interesting for me. I didn't know anything about what Shadi and Sharam had done, so how did I know about all the details? No one ever asked me about that.
Well?
I ruined myself with my own two hands. Aunt wants to stay here for a long time.
Are you serious? How come?
Yeah, she thinks that we'll be really upset if she leaves. She actually thinks that I'll die if she leaves.
Why would she think such a thing?
I'm the one that made her think that way.
What are you saying? I mean, what did you do?
Look, Shiva, I was supposed to pretend to show that I would be destroyed if Aunt were to leave and that I don't know anything about certain things, but it seems as though I went too far.
Shadi, talk in a straightforward manner. What are you saying? What were you supposed to pretend to show?
Look, Shiva, you know, one day Sharam called me.
And?
He told me to go to his apartment so we could talk to each
and?
Other. Then I went to his apartment. I don't know he was going to say... he said we should talk about...
It's better if you don't know what I did next. It's not bad to preserve a bit of dignity.
شب تو برکه خواب دستای تو آینه و پروانه ها روشونه تو خورشید و ما هم خونه تو تو قلبمون بارون گرفت شهر رو به هم زدیم تا اون ور رنگین کمون با هم قدم زدی تو چشم من شیرین تره خواب تو از بیداری باید تو رو پیدا کنم تعبیر رویاهام دیدم یه شب تو برکه خواب دستای تو آینه و پروانه ها روشونه تو خورشید و ما هم خونه تو تو قلبمون رو به هم زدیم تا اون